Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
India launching missiles into Pakistan. This much disputed area between the two countries has been a source of problems in the past. It is the mountainous region in and around Kashmir, which I got to tell you the full extent of my knowledge is that love the song by Zeppelin, love the sweaters. Thank you very much. And really, that probably is about the extent of it. But I know it's been a hot spot and it's been a problem between the two nations. Secretary of State Marco Rubio responded to reports of the missile strike, and he said, "We're monitoring the situation." Remember, these are both nuclear power countries. Keep that in mind. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and we touch base with our a guy with a great background in military intel. DC, good morning, sir. What are your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, you and I, for the last 20 years, we've talked about China when it wasn't even popular to talk about it, when they were building up in the China Sea, and they were cozying up to Pakistan back then. Well, they're the ones that have the most to gain from this because the biggest enemy they have is India. The biggest ally they're trying to gain is Pakistan. Now, Pakistan, a week ago, came to Trump and asked for help with the problems between India and Pakistan. And I don't understand why a lot wasn't said about that and Trump didn't act on that, because both of those countries, Pakistan, for instance, has 100 deliverable nuclear weapons, at least. India has more, and they have submarines. So this is like the third hot spot in the world for nuclear exchange, the first being North Korea, South Korea, the second being the Middle East, and the third being this. Both have nuclear weapons. China has been trying to cozy up to Pakistan, and they have the most to gain because, you know, India is an enemy of China for the territories that they consider China stole from them over the centuries. And this to me, should be the number one newsmaker, you know, right now. And the biggest worry we have with nuclear weapons so close to each other. And Pakistan's official policy is, if all is lost, launch all the nukes.
That is that's a frightening thought, and I mean, do you think there's a possibility they're going to feel that threatened? I mean, what kind of? I guess it would have to be a massive attack that India would have to put on them first to get that kind of defensive reaction. No.
Yes, and I'm hoping right now that Trump and Rubio are working behind the scenes, because we've been trying to improve our relationship with India to try to calm the situation down. Now, you remember you and I discussed back when they were looking for Osama bin Laden, how we, the news media, couldn't understand how we were so friendly with Pakistan when he's supposedly hiding him. But the reason we were is because we did not want those nuclear weapons to fall into Arab terrorist organizations, which they could have easily done. That's why we were so friendly with Pakistan. We had a presence in Pakistan, and we maintained, even though there's a lot of times they stepped on our toes, we maintained it was to control that situation. Now, pretty much, if something's not done, this has a capability of going haywire.
Yeah, I appreciate the information. We'll stay on top of it. And if you feel like you need to share additional info as things develop, please do that, DC. We appreciate you. Here's in case you're just tuning in. It is 6:12 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Indian forces reportedly fired missiles across the border into Pakistan and the Pakistani-administered territory of Kashmir early Wednesday morning local time, killing at least 8 people. Pakistan vowed to retaliate. The attack marks a rise in tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors who have a longstanding dispute over the mountainous regions of Kashmir. India and Pakistan have fought 3 wars over Kashmir since the two nations were divided from the former British India in 1947. India said it struck 9 sites in Punjab and Kashmir, targeting infrastructure used by militants linked to last month's deadly attack in the resort town of Pahalgam. That's part of India-administered Kashmir. And that killed 26 people. Pakistan reported civilian casualties in at least 5 locations. India accused Pakistan of supporting separatist violence, while Pakistan denied association with the incident. Since that attack, the terrorist attack, the two sides have scaled back diplomatic ties, closed airspace to each other, exchanged fire across line of control, raising fears of a broader conflict. And then, of course, you have the recently fired missiles. So, we'll stay on top of this. Marco Rubio says we're monitoring the situation between India and Pakistan very closely. He put on X, and he said that hopefully this will end quickly. We'll continue to engage both India and Pakistani leadership toward a peaceful resolution. Rubio's comments came as India's government confirmed early Wednesday it had struck 9 sites in Pakistan and on Pakistan's side of the disputed Kashmir region. That and the New York Times reported much the same. So, yeah, we'll stay on top of that, and hopefully cooler minds will prevail. They'll work this out. We were just had a great meeting with the Prime Minister of India and Trump, and really going to work together and get some great deals done. I mean, you got to remember, India now surpasses China's population, 1.3 billion versus 1.2 billion. And and India and Pakistan, both nuclear powers. And thanks to D.C. for kind of laying it out where, if you have a partnership, it's probably going to be, China and Pakistan hanging out together and us in India. But we hope it doesn't come to that. Hopefully they'll be able to at least, calm these disputes down, maybe work on a lasting scenario down the road. But for right now, they just need to chill and maybe put on Netflix or something. But
whatever works.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.